3 years after a super cyclone devastated Orissa, women who lost their husbands start life afresh with a little help from NGOs. 35-year-old Tulsi Mandal did not venture out beyond the four walls of her home 3 years ago. But today she is forced to take up the responsibilities of her husband, who is no more. Mandal and hundreds of other women lost their husbands in India's worst cyclone that claimed more than 10,000 lives in Orissa in 1999. Mandal survived the cyclone's fury as she was away from her home on the fateful day. For 2 years, she lived in the hope of seeing her husband again, because his body, probably washed away in flood waters, was never found. With a little help from an NGO, Mandal bought a few boats and began to pick the strands of her life again. I have learned to see dreams again. I have learned to believe in them. I realize it is no point sitting at home and crying. I lived under wheels for so long. I have realized I have to look after my children. Who will provide them if I don't? So I forced myself to become strong and took up this job. Now I have begun coping. Life for a widow could be very tough in India. Stigma of bad omen and lack of social support makes a widow's life nightmare. Snehlata, another widow, did not remove her bangles in Vermilion, both signs of her marriage status, till 6 months after the cyclone. She was given shelter in an NGO home for a few months and a loan to buy fish nets to begin life in her husband's footsteps. Later, she was able to send her children to school and rebuilt her home with tin and plastic sheets with the 75,000 rupees assistance given by the state government. Ashima Sharda, ANI.